we have a mission called Spring Happiness. Spring Happiness, our mission, and make our customers happy, and make my colleagues happy too. And we all are showing possible.
Welcome to the Midland Money Mindset. This is a podcast that's all about getting your mind right when it comes to all things money. In every episode, we go deep with engaging guests who provide tangible takeaways and a whole lot of joy along the way. I hope you enjoy these conversations as much as I enjoyed having them. Let's dive into today's show. I'm Larry Sprung, your host for the Midland Money Mindset and founder and wealth advisor of Midland Financial. Today's guests are John and Mark Cronin, co-founders of John's Crazy Socks. John and Mark are the father-son team that created John's Crazy Socks, a social enterprise with a mission to spread happiness. They bootstrapped their business into the world's largest sock store, earning them recognition as EY's Entrepreneurs of the Year. John is not only an entrepreneur, but he also has Down syndrome. Every day, John and Mark show what people with differing abilities can do, and more than half of their colleagues have a differing ability. They are fierce advocates for the rights of those with differing abilities and have testified twice before the U.S. Congress, spoken at the United Nations, and recorded two TEDx talks. They are members of the CEO Commission on Disability Employment, and their work has been featured on national broadcasts by CBS, ABC, CNBC, PBS, and the BBC. John and Mark show their gratitude through their Giving Back program that has raised nearly $700,000 for their charity partners. Most of all, they are spreading happiness one pair of socks at a time. Listen in for some great takeaways about the entrepreneurial journey of a father and son who are paving the way for those with differing abilities, making a huge impact, all while spreading happiness everywhere they or their socks go. Well, I have the pleasure today of being with John and Mark Cronin, the co-founders of John's Crazy Socks. And I am so excited to introduce them to you all and have an amazing conversation. Welcome to the show, Mark and John.
Thank you so much, Larry. I'm really happy. I really appreciate it. I'm on this podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us on the show, Larry.
Awesome. So listen, Mark, can we start out with you? Can you tell us a little bit about who Mark, you, and who your son John is? And kind of, we'll be talking a lot about John's Crazy Socks, but what got you to this point?
Well, all right. So I'm the dad. I am an entrepreneur, so I've started many businesses. John is my son, my youngest of three. And what can I tell you about John? You're an entrepreneur, right?
Yes, I am.
And now you're a sock tycoon?
Yes, I am.
You are a public speaker? You do a lot of public speaking?
I'm speaking now.
You are speaking now, yes. You're a philanthropist?
Yes, I am.
You're an athlete?
Yes, I am.
22 years in the Special Olympics?
Yes,
you're a dancer?
I am a dancer.
And you happen to have Down syndrome?
Yes, I am. I have Down syndrome. Down syndrome, and nothing will hold me back.
And that's relevant, Larry, because John is all these things. And the Down syndrome is just part of it. It doesn't define him. It doesn't limit him. It is relevant to why we've created John's Crazy Socks. You have two sons, right? Mm-hmm. You raise those kids. We're always trying to promote their independence. We're always trying to make sure that they have a way of developing their own lives. And the reality is, for people with Down syndrome, or more generally people with a different ability, there aren't always those great options for people. And sometimes they got to create their own. Mm-hmm. We could tell you the story, but that's how we wound up creating John's Crazy Socks.
Mark, I get the sense that you had an entrepreneurial spirit before John's Crazy Socks. You were kind of an entrepreneur from the very beginning.
Yeah, I spent much of my career in the healthcare field. setting up and running different healthcare programs. And out here in Suffolk County, you're in Suffolk County. Oh, back in the 1990s, set up and ran something called the Suffolk Health Plan, which was a Medicaid HMO owned by the county. So I set up organizations there, but also set up and ran some software companies. It's something I've noticed in John. After the fact, even before I had language, I could go back and look at things I was doing in high school and in college. I didn't have the language for it, but they were highly entrepreneurial.
Right.
Not always the most noble things, running keg parties in college.
Hey, listen, the owners of Tao Group were once promoters for clubs on Long Island. So, and their company's worth $1 billion plus. So it doesn't have to be selling products. John, maybe you could share with me also for you.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you to be an entrepreneur?
I love being an entrepreneur because I like having more people. Like I was from my colleague, can do, and we hire with a differing abilities. They are one for them can do, showing possibilities and create more job and create more content.
Right. Okay. Maybe, Mark, you can share. How did the, or maybe both of you could kind of chime in here. How did John's Crazy Socks come to be? It seems like you both have this entrepreneurial passion inside of you. You mentioned earlier, Mark, you want your son to be independent, right? How does John's Crazy Socks even come to be? How does that happen?
Well, let's see. Got to go back to the fall of 2016. And our story starts in a small log cabin in the woods.
No.
It starts here on suburban Long Island. And where were you, buddy?
I was at Huntington High School. I'm going to be my last year school.
So here's something, Larry. Some of your listeners will know. If you have a disability, you can stay in the school system until you turn 21 or until you graduate, whichever comes first. So it's going to be John's last year of school. And he's like everybody else trying to figure out what comes next.
Right.
And what were you looking at, John?
I look at job, program, and school. I can't find cramps that I don't like.
Couldn't find anything I liked. He had worked for me before in an office. And this is an unfortunate reality. Only 1 in 5 people with a disability are employed in this country.
Wow.
It's awful. But John here is a natural entrepreneur.
Yes, I am.
If you didn't see a job you wanted, what were you going to do?
I want to create one. I want to make one. I told my dad, I want to go into a business with my father.
Think about it, Larry. How would you like it if one of your sons came to you and said, I want to go into business with you?
I'll tell you right now, just hearing John say that honestly gave me chills. I would love it.
Yes.
I mean, I may love the idea of it, but it may be a little painful at first, but it's something you got to work through, right?
I am fortunate. Of my 3 sons, this is one I could work with.
Thinking, yeah.
But okay, here we are. We're going to go into business together. You got to come up with an idea. What are we going to do? What type of business? And you've worked with entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs have lots of ideas.
Sure.
They're not all good ideas. What was one of your ideas, John?
One idea is a food truck. I have an idea from the movie called Chef. One of the actor named John Favreau.
Okay.
It's a neat movie. A movie about a father and son buying a food truck.
So a food truck, that seemed like a neat idea. And we're thinking, what could we make? Where would we put it? But we ran into a problem.
We can't cook.
Yeah. But then, right before Thanksgiving, the U.S. Thanksgiving, John had his eureka moment. What'd you tell me, buddy?
We can cook.
No, you said we want to sell socks.
Oh, I said I want to sell crazy socks. Why socks? I fun, colorful, and creative. It always let me be me. I want crazy socks my whole life. We drove around local socks.
We used to drive around looking for socks.
Sure.
So we figured this. If John loved them that much, surely other people would too. And we could find those people. So that's where the idea came from.
Awesome. So let me ask you. I got to ask you, because you get very hyped up, John, about socks. So I know that
this
all started because of your love of socks, which is fantastic. I love socks too. Maybe not as much as you, but I do love them. I got to ask you, what are your favorite ones?
My favorite pair of socks is a Down Syndrome superhero socks with a cape the back. Fly away. It is really cool socks I've ever seen. If you look, that sock, a Down Syndrome superhero sock, my face, my mug on a sock.
Yes, it's a superhero that looks like John.
Yes.
Do you have a cape or no cape?
Yes, you have that cape.
Okay.
He has an alter ego.
That was my next question. You beat me too. I was going to ask you, what's the name of the superhero?
Sockman.
Sockman. And Sock Guy.
There you go.
The Sock Guy.
There you go. Oh, man. So, Mark, you kind of alluded to it earlier, right? It's like, as I mentioned, as the father of two boys myself, and you kind of put it on me as well, what did it feel like? Forget about all the challenges from a business standpoint, but what did it feel like when John said, I want to go into business with my father because I love my dad so much? I mean,
well, how awesome, right?
Right. Yeah.
And it's so great to be able to do things with my son and to share the experiences we've had. We've been incredibly fortunate. We've testified twice before the U.S. Congress.
And
sitting there next to my son doing this. How awesome. But it's not always that way. You know, I do have three sons. Our middle guy worked with us for a while.
My brother named Jamie.
Okay.
Yeah. And that didn't last, which was good, because if we kept working together, you were going to find us both in a pool of blood on the floor with like axes in our heads. Mm-hmm. I love them dearly, right. But... Family business is not always the right fit.
I get it. I tell my boys all the time, because my boys, I have one in college and one a senior in high school, and I tell them all the time, I'm like, if this is something you want to do, before you come work here, you're going to go work for somebody else. Get your proverbial teeth kicked in by somebody else, because I love you too much to do this right off the jump, because I want to have, at the end of the day, a solid relationship with you.
Yeah, it helps to, you know, we work with our partners, our strategic partners, our family business. And that was a rule. You can come work with me, but you got to work elsewhere first.
Right.
So you have some comparison, some sense.
Yeah. My understanding is that John's Crazy Socks donates 5% of its earnings to Special Olympics. Now, after hearing about John, I don't like assuming, but... being that he's the athlete he is and probably participates, I'm assuming that's where the affiliation comes, but maybe not. Was that the only impetus there, or were there other drivers that led you to do that?
No, that's it. How long have you been doing Special Olympics, Sean?
I'm doing Special Olympics 22 years ago, and the first sport is a very first sport 20 years ago. I only play in soccer.
What do you play now?
I was 5 years old.
What sports do you play now?
Right now, I'm playing basketball, track and field, soccer, and snowshoe. It is really cool that my father, I'm going to be with my dad. It's really cool. My dad is a coach, a snowshoe coach.
Partially by default. But Larry, we saw what Special Olympics meant for John and for so many others. Many of our colleagues are Special Olympic athletes. And we'll tell you, if there was no Special Olympics, there'd be no John's Crazy Socks.
Interesting.
So from day one, we've pledged 5% of our earnings to the Special Olympics. We do other products and other special events to raise money for them. So here's a pretty cool thing. We've now donated over $150,000 to the Special Olympics, which is more than any Special Olympic athlete has ever donated.
Amazing. Amazing. That's powerful. Think about all the impact you've had, right?
We're very fortunate.
That's amazing. So let's talk about this for a minute. Tomorrow, March 21st, is World Down Syndrome Day. And I know that that is very important to both of you. So maybe first, can you share with our listeners what World Down Syndrome Day is, why it's March 21st, and then we could talk about your involvement, maybe tie in your involvement at the UN during the World Down Syndrome Day conference as well.
Well, the United Nations declared March 21st to be World Down Syndrome Day as a day to celebrate people with Down syndrome, celebrate their achievements, their accomplishments. It's March 21st because Down syndrome is caused by having three 21st chromosomes. All of us humans have 23 pairs of chromosomes. People with Down syndrome, people like John, you got a little bit extra, right, buddy?
I'm an extra love.
Extra love. That extra 21st chromosome. So this started in 2012, but now there are all sorts of celebrations. So among the things we've done this year, we've worked with Down Syndrome International and the National Down Syndrome Society to create the official crazy sock for World Down Syndrome Day, because people celebrate World Down Syndrome Day by wearing crazy socks. Tomorrow, we're going to be on Capitol Hill meeting with legislators. Last year, we were at the United Nations speaking, addressing a conference at the United Nations. So it's a big day. A lot of schools will celebrate the day. Companies will celebrate the day.
I want to take a quick break from the show to talk to you about our latest best-selling book, Financial Planning Made Personal. It breaks down complex financial concepts into simple, easy-to-follow steps that anyone can understand. Everyone has a unique financial journey, and this book can help yours. Do you have your copy yet? If not, please go to financialplanningmadepersonal.com and order one today. And I have one more question for you. What did you do today that brought you joy?
What are you guys particularly, being John has Down syndrome, right? And this is a company and a family effort. What are you guys looking to get out of speaking in front of the UN and supporting and promoting World Down Syndrome Day?
Well, listen, part of our mission is to show what people with differing abilities can do, right? We have five pillars. What's the first and most important pillar, John?
The most important pillar is that I give
What's back the very first one? Inspiration.
And hope.
Inspiration and hope. So we start with John. You have Down syndrome, but we don't hide John in the back. You're the face of the business.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
We hire people. So more than half of our colleagues have a differing ability. But that's not enough. You want to show the world. And we do it by sharing content. We host tours in our operations. We've had more than 2,000 people come through on tours. We host work groups from schools and social service agencies. So people can both get a taste of work, but see other people like them working. We do a lot of speaking engagements. So we travel the country speaking, you know, keynote speakers at conferences, corporate events. Here we are in March already this year. We've been to Maryland, to Nashville, to Indiana, speaking at conferences. And now we're down in Washington, D.C. Tomorrow we'll be in Washington, D.C. And we do advocacy work, meeting Amazing. With elected officials. And it's all part of that. Let's show what people can do.
Yeah. So let's talk about that for a minute, because John mentioned earlier, right, one of the reasons why he wanted to start John's Crazy Socks was to help employ people. And you said that you wanted to help employ people who have differing abilities, right, John?
Yes.
I think you guys are a really great business lesson in inclusive hiring, right? So, John, why is it so important that you hire people with differing abilities?
If first point, how learning abilities, I have a how hard work they are and how hard work they have done, and they're showing possibilities, and we have a mission called Spring Happiness. Spring Happiness, our mission, and make our customers happy and make my colleagues happy too, and we all of showing possible.
Amazing. Well, John, you know what our tagline for the Mittlin Money Mindset is? You probably don't, but that's okay. I'll share it with you. Our tagline, we're all about joy here. You'll hear in a minute, because I'm going to ask you, what did you do today that brought you joy? So I think joy and happiness go hand in hand. So I think we're very much aligned in that regard. And Mark, I would ask you, how can other businesses learn from you and incorporate the lessons you've learned with regard to hiring people with differing abilities? Because I think it's important. Like you said earlier, what, 1 in 5 are working?
Only 1 in 5 are employed. I used to think we needed to create more jobs for people with different abilities. I think that's wrong. I think the jobs are there. We just need to recognize people can do them. Mm-hmm. So at our place, much of what we do, we run our own fulfillment. We have an online business, johnscrazysocks.com. Orders come in, you got to pick them, pack them, send them out. It's a boom business here on Long Island, but across the country. Warehouses are a boom business springing up. Well, over our 7 years, we've hired from 3 different labor pools. People with differing abilities, moms, there are some dads in there, but we schedule people in 4-hour shifts. It's not heavy lifting. You come in, you know, put your kid in the bus, come in, work, go home, pick your kid on the bus. And then general laborers that want to start over $16 an hour. By far, the best labor pool for us are people with differing abilities. And I'm hearing all the time from employers, oh, I can't find enough good workers. Where am I going to get people? Well, we have this great untapped resource. And you just have to be able to see how they can do the work. And be clear, it's not altruism. It's good business. Mm-hmm. If you get to know us, you'll find out that John there, he's a very nice guy. Mm-hmm. I am not. If you're going to work for us, you got to produce. So us hiring people with differing abilities gives us a competitive advantage. When others can't get orders out on time or are paying overtime, we have plenty of workers and we're able to get the work done.
That's great. So, John, your socks have been worn by celebrities, public figures, a lot of famous people, right? Are there any stories, I don't know if John could share one or John and Mark, are there any stories that have touched you from people who have worn your socks that they've shared with you?
It touched me, that makes me very happy. I walk around.
Well, John, there was a president that wore your socks. Which president was that?
Oh, George W. Bush.
President Bush, Bush the Elder.
Okay.
Right? And you became sock buddies with him.
Right? Yes, I did.
Remember that? You sent him socks?
Yes.
What'd he send you?
He sent me a nice family letter and sent me a USO socks.
He sent you socks.
Nice.
So back in the spring of 2017, we saw that the former president, we saw an article saying he liked to wear crazy colorful socks. And what you say, John? You were there like, we should send him some socks.
I want to send him socks.
John says that a lot.
Did you send the ones with your face on it?
Yes.
And a little while later, his office called and said the president really liked them. Could he get more? We sent him more socks. Then he sent John socks. Then he started tweeting out pictures of him wearing John socks, including those superhero socks. And it was a connection between the two. It was President Bush who signed the Americans with Disabilities Act, which changed the world for millions of people and made John's Crazy Socks possible. And then when Barbara Bush passed away, his office called and said the president and the family want to wear socks to honor her commitment to literacy. We sent socks. The day of her funeral, he wasn't talking to the press. The only communication he had was he tweeted out a picture of the socks he was wearing. So we turned those into a charity sock raising money for her foundation.
Amazing.
But that was pretty cool, huh, John?
Yeah, I feel good, Dad.
But you've had other people wearing your socks. Who's your favorite comedian who wears your socks?
Oh, yeah. My favorite comedian is Chris Rose.
Chris Roach and Kevin James, right?
Kevin James.
Oh, I just saw Kevin James a few months ago at the Paramount, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
He's been there a bunch of times, but we've had lots of other celebrities, so the presidents, Prime Minister Trudeau in Canada, wearing the socks. Our favorite story is there's a rumor that Bob Dylan was wearing our socks when he picked up his Nobel Prize. Now, we started that rumor. He hasn't denied it.
That's funny. That's funny. So, Mark, I got to ask you, and John, too, if you want to chime in, what advice? We want to talk to entrepreneurs. We want to talk to people who are having an impact on their communities, starting businesses like you talked about, John, employing people. What advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs, especially those who are aiming to create a business with a strong social mission? I think that's something we hear a lot about recently, but what advice do you have for them?
Dad, you start.
First, take action. Stop thinking about it and go and take action. There's never a perfect time. You'll never get everything all right. Just go and take action. And that social cause, I think there's a fundamental shift going on. I hope there is. Back in the 1960s, Milton Friedman, the economist who wound up heading the Federal Reserve, declared that corporations, companies had a single obligation, and that was to their shareholders. And I think that's when things started going wrong. Because in fact, we have an obligation to all of our stakeholders, our employees, our customers, our community, the environment, as well as our owners, our shareholders. That's much more sustainable. I think we're beginning to recognize now entrepreneurs and the businesses we create have a profound impact on the world around us.
Absolutely.
So if you're employing people, if you're a small business and say, oh, you have 10 employees, you may have 10 employees, but that's 10 families
right,
that you're touching. And that's people that are then engaged in the community and spending in the community. And you have a role in the community. Think of that impact. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, I think consumers are increasingly asking, before I give you my money, who are you? And if you have the cheapest product, you always have a customer. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, how do you stand out? And customers are asking, who are you? How do you treat your employees? How do you treat the environment? How do you treat the community? Why should I give you my money? Yes, you've got to have a great product. Yes, you've got to have great service. But what else is there?
I agree.
And John, you always have advice for entrepreneurs, don't you?
Yes, I do. Follow your heart, follow your dreams, work hard so you can do.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you for sharing
Thank
that.
You.
Great stuff. So listen, like I said earlier, I gave you a little bit of a preview. We're all about joy on the Mittland Money Mindset. So I'm going to give you each an opportunity to answer this one last final question. And that is, what did you do today that brought you joy and put you in the right mindset for success?
What brought you joy today, John? Was it given that tour you gave?
I enjoy every day, and I have given tours. My favorite part, seeing customers. Seeing customers. I love sharing about good things about me, how I success, because that makes me so happy. And I really include Larry, my dad. He's the one approving me. And he always gives me trains. And I ask him questions and stuff that I don't know, and stuff that I understand. He is the guy. He understood my strengths, and he was approving me all the time. I had he become annoying all of the time. I'm so happy. I'm enjoying it.
That's amazing.
And I do make sure you put the garbage out of it.
Yes, I do.
We're so incredibly fortunate to get to do what we do, to come in and just see the jobs we've been able to create and the happiness with people there. Here's a little thing we do. Many of our colleagues, this is their first job. So when they get their first paycheck, we have a little ceremony to present them with their first paycheck. But just this morning, I was on the phone with a family that's looking to start a business. They saw what John was able to do, and they want to do that with their son who has autism to give him a future. The ability to be able to maybe spark something in other people and help other people on that journey It's a lot of joy.
That's amazing. Well, listen, I am grateful for this time that I've had to speak with you, Mark, and get to know you a little bit better. And definitely talking to you, John, I'm grateful that we've gotten this time to share. I'm a big fan and I'm a big proponent of what you're doing. And if there's anything we can do to support you, we're all for it. I love what you're doing over there, and keep up the good work and keep following those dreams that you have. Now, Mark, we're going to have all the information for John's Crazy Socks in our show notes. But if people want to learn more about you guys, learn more about the story, what's the easiest and the best place for them to go and do that?
Where can they find us, John?
You can find us at johnscrazysocks.com.
johnscrazysocks.com.
Yeah.
We're on all the social media platforms. John, I know you got like 65,000 TikTok followers. But Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, we have hundreds of videos. And if you go there, at the bottom, you see links for tours and speaking engagements. Every Tuesday afternoon, what do you host, John?
I host an online dance party.
Yeah.
It's an online dance party. What better way to spread happiness?
Yeah, you could get very good TikTok content too, right?
Yep.
And people can reach out on LinkedIn if they want to talk individually with us.
Amazing. Well, gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure. I appreciate it and appreciate your time, and enjoy your day.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you so much.
I want to thank John and Mark Cronin for being guests on the Mittlin Money Mindset. John and Mark are an inspiration to entrepreneurs everywhere. Their commitment to spreading happiness everywhere, which is very similar to our goal of spreading joy, has been felt worldwide. John and Mark's commitment to employing those with differing abilities is amazing and something other businesses should consider. Perhaps there are ways you can employ someone with a differing ability too. The impact for you and them could be huge. John and Mark Cronin and John's Crazy Socks can be found across most social media platforms. All the contact information needed to find them can be found in the show notes. Thank you for joining us this week on the Mittlin Money Mindset. Make sure you visit our website at mittlinmoneymindset.com and smash the subscribe button so you don't miss a show. We encourage you to help others find our valuable content, and please don't keep us a secret. You can also schedule an Is There a Fit call right from our website or by using the link that you'll find in the description section of your podcast player or app. And be sure to join us for our next episode to learn more about getting your mind right when it comes to all things money.
The opinions voiced in the Mittlin Money Mindset Show with Lawrence Sprung are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy ensures success or protects against loss. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial or tax advisor prior to investing. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Guests on the Mittlin Money Mindset Show are not affiliated with CWM LLC.